in the realm of the unknown, where shadows pirouette and hushed voices morph into blood-curdling wails. A creature lurks, known as the Rake. This specter takes a residence in the secluded corners of our deepest and darkest fears. The Rake is a paradox of sorts, a creature that resembles us, and yet its grotesque, uncanny features make it thoroughly monstrous. Is it a figment of our nightmares, a legend, or a chilling reality that we dare not confront? The Rake's existence, veiled within an enigma, ignites a fascination that dares us to challenge the very confines of the commonplace. This entity, ghostly and gaunt, haunting its victims under the cover of darkness. Its mere presence, a spine-chilling reminder of our ignorance of the enigmatic. It sends a tsunami of fear that leaves its victims trapped within a vortex of perpetual torment. Countless theories attempt to trace the genesis of this creature. Some attribute its existence back to the year 2003, with most sightings reported via digital platforms. Yet, these accounts curiously disappeared, almost as if an invisible entity was bent on erasing the creature from our collective consciousness, in such the same way as those who cover up the existence of cryptids. Others assert that the Rake is a figment of our shared psychological construct, a chilling creation brought to life by the creepypasta community, akin to the notorious Slender Man. They argue that its existence is bound to the world of fiction, designed solely to thrill, terrify, and captivate our imaginations. However, there are narratives that challenge these assertions. Terrifying tales of encounters that are far too tangible and vivid to be dismissed as nothing more than works of fiction. The Rake. This spectral entity that haunts our collective nightmares and imaginations is surely shrouded within mystery. The Rake began as a collaborative project online, as many creepypasta characters do. When one user posted on 4chan's B-board, inviting others to contribute to, quote, help make a new monster. By gaining details for physical attributes and habits. This concept was welcomed by the community, and after a thorough discussion, they began to manifest. Here's what we've gotten so far. About 6 foot tall when standing, but usually crouches and walks on all fours. It has very pale skin. The face is blank, as in no nose, no mouth. However, it has 3 solid green eyes. One in the middle of its forehead, and the other 2 on either side of its head, towards the back. Usually seen in front yards in suburban areas. Usually watches the observer, but will stand up and attack if approached. When it attacks, a mouth opens up, as if a hinged skull that opens at the chin, revealing many tiny but dull teeth. The character's spindly limbs, low to the ground lurking, and many teeth help contribute to its name. Over time, the creature transformed, shedding some of its initial features, such as the triad of eyes, and evolving into the two-eyed entity that haunts our nightmares today. In the origin of the Rake, early sightings of the monster occurred as early as the year 2003, when reported encounters with this curious and frightening creature began cropping up in the northeastern Americas before a media blackout on this subject apparently began. As a result, urban legend has it that there was little to no information on the rink until about the year 2006, when victims began collaborating to research the creature and discover close to 24 documents with dates ranging across the centuries, all describing similar encounters with the rink. The first of these recorded incidents was documented in a mariner's log dated in the year 1691. Within, these mariners traveled to the northern United States from England. The rink had attacked the mariners in their sleep and allegedly demanded they leave, to which the mariner and his crew complied. Within the mariner's log, he states,
"He came to me in my sleep. From the foot of my bed, I felt a sensation. He took everything from me. We must return to England. We shall not return here again at the request of the rake. I bid he does not follow."
The second of these accounts, within a Spanish journal, an entry made dated from 1880, came from an individual traumatized by the constant stalking from the rake and was unable to sleep or relax due to being in constant fear and panic. It is currently unknown what happened to the author. Within the Spanish journal,
"I have experienced the greatest terror. I see his eyes when I close mine. They are hollow, black. They saw me and pictured me. His wet hand. I will not sleep. His voice echoes within me."
There too was a suicide note in 1964 detailed a similar experience as the author of 1880. As constant stalking and attacks from the rake caused the author to live within constant fear and paranoia. However, this one resulted in the victim taking his life. The suicide note of 1864.
"As I prepare to take my own life, I feel it necessary to assuage any guilt or pain I have introduced through this act. It is not the fault of anyone other than him. For once, I awoke and felt his presence. And once I awoke and saw his form. Once again, I awoke and heard his voice and looked into his eyes. I cannot sleep without fear of what might become of me when I next wake, of what I might next experience. I cannot ever wake. Goodbye."
Leaving behind two empty envelopes addressed to individuals known as William and Rose. There too was a loose personal letter with no envelope, reading, "Dearest Lene, I have prayed for you. He spoke your name. Yet, the tale of a wife." The most petrifying of these recounts was once provided by a witness in 2006. When she and her husband awake to the rake sitting at the edge of the bed, it scurries to the bedside and stares at the witness's husband until it scurries off and runs to their children's room, where it attacks their daughter. It flees as the couple approaches, and their daughter's final words are,
"He is the rake."
Her husband, and her daughter died when rushing to the hospital, driving into a lake. However, the true lineage of the rake remains shrouded in an enigma, a puzzle that both fascinates and horrifies us. The rake, a creature born out of the abyss of the unknown, continues to captivate our curiosities and incite our deepest fears. Its existence, or lack thereof, serves as a reminder of the very thin line between the reality and the extraordinary. Between what we know and what we fear. But this is a mere theory. The true origins of the rake still yet remain veiled within mystery. A mystery that continues to fascinate and terrify. Have you ever stumbled across something eerie or frightening that just might be the rake? Or heard some spine-tingling tales that keep you up at night, making you wonder if this cryptid is more than just a story? Let me hear your stories